So when I first moved to Connecticut from New Jersey, I was what one might like to call really full of herself. And I was so sure that there was nothing fantastic could ever, ever, ever happen in Connecticut. So I needed to leave all the time. So I basically slept here and spent all of my free time in Manhattan. A lot of that meant I would get on a train right after work on Friday and hightail it out and come home on that last train, that 3 o'clock in the morning train, the one I like to call the Vomit Comet. Because you can see pretty much anything on the Vomit Comet. One night, a man came up and said, "Do you mind if I sit here with my pig?" And I said, "What? No, he had a pig. Potbelly pig in a bag." I was like, "You might want to move on." Another night, sitting there, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, this woman gets on with her boyfriend and a number of small children, and there's a lot of commotion, and they all decide they're going to sit right with me. And it's one of the seats that face back to front. And the little boy is sitting in front of me. He's about 5. Mom and dad, one's here, one's here. They're going at it. They're screaming, they're yelling. I can't understand anything. The little kid reaches in his pocket, pulls out a drumstick and says, "You want some chicken?" But my all-time favorite experience on the Vomit Comet was the night I'm there. We're probably, you know, an hour into the trip, and it stops at every single stop between here and Grand Central. And I hear the door open, and it's like a movie. It's slow motion, and I hear the sound coming toward me, and it's getting closer and closer and closer. And the sound I hear is, "Oh my God, oh my God." Because there's a man vomiting projectile as he runs up the aisle on every single person on his way to the door. That was the night I decided to be a little less full of myself.